Richmond ratepayers may be about to get a formal voice in the biggest utility merger in American history. Or they may not, depending on a single council vote. Richmond City Council met Wednesday in a special session to vote on intervening in the Dominion Next Era proceeding before the State Corporation Commission. Intervention gives the city the same standing Arlington County already holds, the right to file testimony, cross-examine witnesses, and push for conditions. Without it, Richmond's 300,000 ratepayers watch from the sidelines while the SCC works through a six-month review window that closes January 11th. Lieutenant Governor Hashmi's energy costs listening tour hit Richmond overnight as well, with Hashmi calling rising bills her top-line concern. Watch whether her stops produce named rate relief language before that January deadline. Separately, Lynchburg voted to terminate its flock safety contract and its 15 license plate cameras, citing privacy concerns. That pushes the statewide count of localities that have suspended or ended flock use to 13 or more, still a fraction of the roughly 3,000 cameras across more than 150 Virginia municipalities, but a growing one. And state inspectors found some Virginia gas pumps dispensing less fuel than customers paid for. Motorists who suspect a problem can call the Office of Weights and Measures at 804-786-2476. Two ways to give back this week. In Northern Virginia, Centerville volunteers with about an hour on Friday mornings can pick up and deliver food pantry donations, Friday mornings only, no other window. In Charlottesville, Bread Across Borders needs volunteers to sort and deliver food boxes through a food equity program, a hands-on hour that goes directly to families in the Piedmont. For the full briefing, plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home, visit virginiathisweek.com.